Welcome to Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Sammy Drake. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Curtis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Jack Curtis. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Podres. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Johnny Podres. And now, play ball. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Curtis fields it and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills scores. Moon moves to second. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moon moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, With the score, the Cubs won, and the Dodgers won. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Dodgers won. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Curtis strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Drake is 0 for 1 in the game. Drake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Dodgers won. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Podres strikes out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Wills moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Moon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to second. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Howard reaches second base with a double. Gilliam scores. Moon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis is walked intentionally. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Moon scores. Howard moves to third. Davis moves to second. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Howard scores. Davis moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heist moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Heist moves to third. Williams moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Podres is 0 for 1 in the game. Podres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Padres for the out. One out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Dodgers. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Roach pinch hits for Jack Curtis. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Sammy Drake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Drake is 0 for 2 in the game. Drake takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. Gilliam settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Podres is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Podres is 0 for 2 in the game. Podres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Banks reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 8-2, Dodgers. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burkell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Moon hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Moon reaches second base with a double. Wills scores. Gilliam moves to third. It's 9-2, Dodgers. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Gilliam scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-2, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Moon moves to third. 2 outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Dodgers. Sammy Drake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Drake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Dick Drott now pitching. Don Zimmer now playing right field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Neal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Camilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Padres is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Padres is 0 for 3 in the game. Padres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rogers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Padres for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Banks moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rogers is 0 for 3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 10-4, Dodgers. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burkell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burkell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 10, and the Cubs 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wills hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zimmer. Gilliam reaches second base with a double. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Moon strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zimmer, who is chasing the ball. Howard reaches third base with a triple. Gilliam scores. It's 11-4, Dodgers. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Davis now playing center field. Tommy Davis now playing right field. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McEnany pinch hits for Dick Drott. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 4 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum in Los Angeles.